This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Are you ready for 8 more years of Roman Anthony?
Of course I'm ready, Jones. Thank God they didn't let this guy get away. Thought he was going to leave in free agency this offseason. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm excited that Roman Anthony is here for the long haul. It's important not to lose your stars. The last great player on the Red Sox left way before he should have. So you're not going to make that mistake with Roman Anthony. Yeah. So that was great news yesterday when we were out of Pat's camp.
Thank you for comparing it to Mookie Betts, who is the last great player. People try to lump in Devers and Bogarts and guys like
no,
this.
No.
A lot of us in real time were like, could you just pay Mookie Betts? Could you just pay him? He's worth it. Would you pay him? Why are you not going to pay him? Why are you dragging your feet on paying him? Could you pay the guy?
Right.
Now they pay this guy, and people are upset about this.
No. I'm happy about this, and this also goes back to.
But I'm not talking about you. There's a general.
Could you please talk about me?
There's a general annoyance about Roman Anthony being paid. Like this is more proof that the Red Sox are cheap. They are cheap. Whoever said they weren't cheap.
Yeah, but I don't want this guy to get away.
Okay.
I want this guy on the team.
Somehow this has been framed as like not a good thing, which is odd. It's very, very, very strange to me. Not paying guys is how you lose them, a la Mookie Betts, which we're all still bitching about.
And the key to this, too, is you're not going to arbitration in however many years, right? Because he is under team control for a long time. That's why it is kind of funny. It's like, oh, you got him for 8 years. Like, well, you had him for five or whatever it was. But no.
If he's first or second in the rookie of the year, he's in arbitration in 2 years.
Yeah, and then he's going to start making more and more and more money. You could ask, you know, maybe he left some money on the table or whatever. But, hey, for the team, you have this guy for 8 years. But I still go back to the story, and I forget who had the original report on this, but you go back to Mookie Betts. You already knew he was good. I forget if he had won an MVP already or not. Maybe he hadn't, but you knew he was good. And he went to arbitration. The same Red Sox team that, oh, by the way, last year took Jaron Duran to arbitration for like $500,000. So they took Mookie Betts to arbitration, and this is where you have to tell the player why he's not worth as much as they're asking for. And they basically showed him like clips of like Chris Bryant, and they're like, you're not Chris Bryant. And it's like,
accurate.
Right. Yeah. Chris Bryant burned hot and then kind of disappeared. So I was like, but that sticks with players, you know? I mean, to the extreme, like Jeremy Swayman still probably butthurt about the arbitration thing, talking about like it's like the worst. It was like torture. But for all these players, one thing that Theo Epstein was great at, nobody went to arbitration. They figured everything out. They were like, all right, we're not going to basically take you to court and say why we shouldn't pay you. We're going to come to some sort of agreement, get that done, and move on. So for Roman Anthony, who is only 21, so, you know, he's not one of these guys that is not going to become a free agent until he's 33 or something like that. Like, he can still hit big-time free agency with years left in his career. But if you're the Red Sox, you've seen too many good players walk out the door. And this is one of those guys that you feel like, and you've even seen it too. This isn't just projection. Now, it hasn't been a full year, but like at least you've seen him have success at the major league level. You know what kind of player he is right now, and you also are hoping, you know, what he's going to be.
It's not like Christian Campbell.
No.
Where the guy hasn't played, and you hand him a big, fat, giant contract, which maybe it'll work out, maybe it won't. I didn't like how the Rafaela and Bayo extensions looked earlier this year. Fast forward a couple
of
months.
They both look better. Yeah.
They look brilliant. Yeah. Yeah. And so maybe we'll feel that way about Campbell, maybe not. But to your point, at least there's a track record with this guy, and he came in exactly as advertised.
Yeah, no, he is. And I just, the thing that I don't really like about it is for some that are celebrating it, which you should, it's like, Are you just trying to distract us from the bad trade deadline?
Well,
because the timing of it is annoying to me.
Like, Sam Kennedy was attempting to do that.
Yeah,
this
he was. Yeah. He definitely was. And I'm so don't get it wrong. I am very happy the Red Sox signed Roman Anthony to an 8-year deal. But for those of you that were pissed that you got a zero return for Devers, and for those of you that you're pissed that you only got Dustin May, who we'll talk about coming up, you got him in the trade deadline. Like you should still be pissed. Like, there's a lot of reasons to be pissed about the team. This isn't one of them, though. This is a good thing. So maybe they'll string together a bunch of positive moves going forward. I'm still annoyed about the trade deadline. Don't get me wrong about that. I thought this team is good enough where you should have been more aggressive and you should have been more of a buyer, because this does feel like maybe a World Series contending team. But as far as the future is concerned, great. For all you Roman Anthony fans, we were at the game a couple weeks ago, and I was surprised how many Roman Anthony jerseys were already in the stands. And so for those kids that had him on, for the most part, like, all right, he's going to be here a while. So like, that's good news. This isn't like Mookie Betts or even Kyle Schwarber, who I know wasn't a homegrown guy, but he came in here. People loved him, grew attached to him. Then it's like, all right, see you later. Like, they've had a lot of guys that have kind of come and gone. And so, like, who could you get attached to? Like, all right, you can get attached to Roman Anthony. Now, that's a good sign.
So I don't really understand the outrage at the Red Sox over this move. Trade deadline, fine. The overall trajectory of John Henry and his ownership, frustrating.
Yeah,
I mean, they're outside the top 10 in the payroll again. I am annoyed at all of that. Separate thought now. Can I like the extension?
You can like
of
the extension.
Roman Anthony.
I think the timing just is kind of like a little insulting.
Okay, well,
as a fan.
That's what the text line is commenting on. And I said this yesterday in real time. Like, I was bracing for, and Breslow, in fairness, did not throw this back in your face yesterday. He could have. He didn't. He was asked about the Devers money. He said they're separate. We'll play it for you coming up. But he could have said, oh, yeah, see, this is what we're doing with the money. He did not do that.
Right.
Maybe I missed it. I didn't hear Sam Kennedy do that this morning. So I think it's annoying to hear, well, this is what we're doing with the Devers money. Like, no, what you should do with the Devers money is use it in the offseason, which is how you and I always felt. They were never going to use it in season.
No, that didn't really make sense.
Sign Kyle Tucker. Sign the polar bear, Pete Alonso.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trade for Joe Ryan, which Kennedy did not rule out this morning.
He kind of said that's what
they're
doing.
I'm now expecting them to do it, Sam.
I know.
You know, trade for him and give him an extension, something like that. Like, that's when they were always going to use the Devers money. They weren't going to use it in season. So that's when they were going to do it. I wouldn't connect this to Devers. They could have done this independent of Devers. They could have done it anyway. I was bracing for a Bregman extension where they're like, see, we spent it. See, this is what we're doing. That's what I was bracing for. Roman Anthony wasn't on my radar. But the text line, 617-779-7937. Good to use that again, Keith, now that we're back in studio.
Oh, we're back in the studio. It's excellent.
We've been out getting, I mean, me not a tan. You got a little bit of a tan going on over there.
Yeah, just, you know, lawn work.
That's not,
outside. Yeah, well, we're under a tent. No, this is from being outside at my house.
Oh, nice.
I told you I went to a block party. That was outside.
Lovely.
Then I was at the splash pad that had the poop in it.
Big time.
That
is
sick brag, bro.
Seriously. That was not a brag. I would never want to go there again.
It was just sick.
But that was outside.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's
yeah nice.
I, yeah.
Well, how about that?
That's why I had like a reddish hue about my face.
But anyway, we're back in here. Text line, operational again. I don't think it was a stupid decision. Oh, good. It's not stupid to pay one of the best young players in baseball. Good luck.
Top prospect.
Well, I'm happy
going
we got
year.
That out of the way. It's not stupid to pay Roman Anthony. Oh, good to know.
Yep.
However, I think they could have done this deal after next season. Why do people feel that way?
No.
It's better to wait and pay him more? Like, I get that this doesn't change this team's outlook at all. It doesn't change anything about this year's team.
Him.
He was on the team.
Him.
He wasn't going anywhere. Why kick the can down the road if you can pay him right now?
No, I'm taking it as a win. I just think it's kind of funny. And then you see the press conference yesterday, and it's like the same group of guys that had a horrible trade deadline are all like patting themselves on the back because they signed the 21-year-old who was under contract for 5 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm glad that it happened, but I think it's also fair to point out, like, guys, you screwed up bad the week before, and so you're like having a cake and you're bringing in like a pizza party.
I didn't like the Dustin May experience last night. That I did not find enjoyable.
No. We get him every fifth day? Is that the plan?
For now.
Yeah
for now.
Cooper Criswell should get another go.
Maybe.
I think guy's better.
Red Sox lose 7-3 last night. So their win. What was the win streak up to
Forget.
Again?
Seven.
Oh, right. That's now over.
Yep.
But they did take the series from the Royals. They head out west. They start with the Padres tomorrow, then the Astros. Should be an interesting six-game trip. You can talk about the Roman Anthony extension, all your thoughts on it, and the direction of the Red Sox, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. We will talk to Rob Bradford coming up at 11:30. Get all his thoughts, all the details, whatever he's hearing on the Roman Anthony extension, how it came together, why they're doing it, what their plans are moving forward. We'll also go on the clock at high noon in just 60 seconds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We'll tell you everything you need to look for in the Patriots preseason opener tomorrow night against the Washington
Commanders.
Preseason
opener? Holy smokes, football. That's quick.
There's like three or four preseason games tonight, Keith.
Oh, my God.
Football is back!
It is back.
Football is back.
Get excited. I think Pats are like 6.5-point favorites. Heavy favorites.
I think the over-under is 34.5, and I think you're going to hear that at high noon.
Okay.
Some betting advice for the game.
All right, a little
coming
juice.
Your way in just a little bit.
Exciting.
Keith is down on my guy, Craig Breslow. Here was Breslow at the Roman Anthony introductory contract announcement yesterday. He called it a responsible decision.
I think the clearest way to answer that is that it was the responsible decision in my view. We had someone who was very outspoken about wanting to be here and how much they enjoyed the city of Boston, the fan base, the opportunity to put on a Red Sox uniform every day. And, you know, from our end in baseball operations and inclusive of ownership, this was someone that we were willing to invest in. And so we got to the point where we had to make this effort. And it was either going to work or it wasn't, and it was going to happen pretty quickly, so it didn't become a distraction on the field. And I think both sides are incredibly excited about where we ended up.
Okay, they don't want it to become a distraction on the field.
It was the responsible decision.
Well, I think
is that
it
a shot at Mookie Betts?
No. I think it's probably a shot at
Devers?
Bloom, even Dombrowski, like whoever couldn't get Betts paid early. It's probably a shot at them.
But I don't remember, as much as I love Mookie Betts, and we'll bring it up to the day I die, there was a lot of talk about, like, maybe he didn't want to be in Boston for the long haul.
Maybe, but that's after, and you mentioned this.
Arbitration. They might have forced his hand.
Even pre-arb numbers, the same thing they did to Durant. They were like, no. And ultimately, they caved and gave Durant the money.
I'm not besmirching Mookie Betts, and I know Breslow wasn't the one that was here when he got traded, but he does point out early on, he's like, this is a guy that really wants to be here, loves playing here, and wants to be here.
Oh, I hear that.
That's what I'm
saying.
That part of it.
I was latching onto the responsible decision part. Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, Roman Anthony is clearly leaving money on the table and not betting on himself. So I think that is clear. And maybe he is sacrificing some of that to be here with whatever, his buddy Marcelo Meyer, or he really truly likes Boston.
Let's see. Marcelo hasn't signed an extension yet.
No, I wouldn't anticipate that one anytime soon.
No, he probably needs to make it through a season. No, I like the guy. I'm just saying, you got to play a full year maybe and then get the contract.
And I just think, you know, all that he loves Boston and all this. I mean, I guess proof is in the pudding. It's why he signed it. It's also a lot of money. It's not the most money he could have got.
Right.
But it's also a lot of money. In the meantime, Sam Kennedy, I think, revealed this morning in the front office report with the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, go back and use the rewind feature. You can listen to the full interview. AUDACY, get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You can also listen on the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. he let you know they started talking about this at the winter meetings. They continued to talk about it through spring training. Alex Speer reported today that they had discussed, the Red Sox, Breslow, and Roman Anthony's agent had discussed tabling this until after the season. And so it kind of expedited and picked up steam. And you wonder if them doing nothing at the deadline and Breslow getting booed and the Devers money, et cetera, bullied them into coming back to the table with Roman Anthony. But this is a guy they tried to pay at the winter meetings, in the offseason, at spring training. They did it. And I think they punished him for not taking the contract, which is why he started in AAA.
Yeah, he literally
and Christian Campbell is here.
He hit like a 500-foot homer in the minors. And we're like, are you going to call this guy up?
So that to me was frustrating. I'm frustrated by that. They could be sitting here in first place if they started the year with Roman Anthony.
They should have started the year with him. Or certainly gotten up there sooner than he did. You know, it took a little while to get him up there. And you got a feeling it had something to do with that, right? Because they were like, oh, he's working on some stuff or whatever. And you're like what? Right? Because, like, were you really teaching him how to field a grounder? No, he didn't do that until he got up to the major league level. And then you showed him out. You put him out there to do it.
He might have learned how to do that a little quicker.
The guy's working on some stuff. It's like, you could probably use him. You could find a way to use Roman Anthony. Now, like, they might be kind of bailed out just by how the rest of the team has performed and where they're at in the standings right now. You know, if they were a game or two out of a playoff spot, and you're like, why did you put Roman Anthony on ice for 2 months? Because of a contract negotiation? But, you know, I guess... It's to this point, it is worked out. It's all there in front of them. They should be a playoff team, and he's gonna be he's gonna be part of your future for close to a decade. So all that is good. I just again, I kind of roll my eyes a little bit at the timing, even though the ultimate decision is great.
Well, speaking of the timing, Kennedy was in pretty good spirits this morning on the front office report. They did make him squirm a little bit when they asked him about the trade deadline. Here's Sam Kennedy and his thoughts on how things went down just a week or so ago.
It was really fascinating to watch Craig sort of throw caution to the wind. I mean, he was all in, incredibly aggressive in packaging in just about everybody and everything in that farm system. There was a real thought that we were going to get deals done, one deal, two deals done for a controllable starter. We fell short of that. We obviously... did get a couple deals done to reinforce the bullpen and the rotation with Dustin coming over. But it was there was not a lot of long-term thinking going on at the deadline. And we were aggressive, but I always quote Dustin Pedroia, but there's no prize for trying. He always says, we try at the why, you know, like this is about results. And when we didn't get the controllable sort of targeted starters that we were engaged with, we did feel a sense of frustration, but we quickly picked ourselves up off the mat and we moved on because we knew there were other discussions going on and things that we needed to focus on.
So Sam, at the end of the day, was it just that teams were not willing to part ways, or was the price too high for you guys that they wanted more than what you were willing to give up?
No, it was teams weren't willing to part ways.
Okay, so I actually agree with them on the second thing. No controlled pitchers move. Do you agree with that or no?
No, not necessarily. I think the Minnesota Twins, for example, there's been so much talk about Joe Ryan. They traded their entire roster. They traded everybody but Joe Ryan. And now Joe Ryan is one of their bigger commodities, obviously.
But you just said it. They traded everybody but him. They didn't trade him.
No, they didn't. But apparently they didn't know the Red Sox wanted him until like 20 minutes before the deadline.
Yeah, but we talked about Joe Ryan for weeks and weeks and weeks.
They didn't, right? Didn't Ken Rosenthal say it wasn't until like the closing minutes? Well, and then they were like, all right, that's too big of a trade to start talking about now?
I think he said they got a little more serious closer to the trade deadline, but it might have been because they knew the Twins' ask was too high. Again, he didn't move. They moved everybody. He didn't move.
Teams have to like our players.
I guess.
I mean, my guess is they probably wanted Duran. Or...
I mean, he's got that part of it, too. I mean, I still think you could pivot to players better than Dustin May. So even if you want to say, all right, you were right, those guys didn't move. But even then, like, I don't know. I think they would have if you were more aggressive and if you started the conversations, I don't know, sooner.
I roll my eyes at the whole, like, oh, well, they did everything they could. No, they didn't. Bradford, we'll talk to him about it at 11:30. Bradford said they only included two of their top three prospects, some combination.
No, I just heard Bradford was super crazy the thing. He was going nuts.
I roll my eyes at that, and they could have done more on the rental market. No controlled pitchers moved. Starters.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And so I kind of...
But we don't know what everybody else's offers were.
No, we don't. But none of them moved. Alcantara, Cabrera, Ryan. Who else am I... None of them moved. Mm-hmm. None of them. Mm-hmm. And so I just think those guys weren't going to move. They're probably going to move in the offseason.
Yeah.
Which is what happened last year with Crochet. Kennedy brought that up.
But we're supposed to be led to believe that Craig Breslow turned into a wild man. It was like the most aggressive ever, and they landed Steven Matz and Dustin May.
No, so I'm with you on that half of it. The controlled pitcher market, I'm more with what Kennedy had to say.
He drank a full Coca-Cola soda. No. He never drinks full Coca-Cola sodas.
Plenty of rental players moved. So that one is ridiculous, and they could have done more to get Merrill Kelly,
yeah.
Eugenio Suarez, Josh Naylor, who had a good night again last night. Like, they could have gotten all those guys. I agree with you on it. The cost control pitchers, I don't think they could have. Those guys didn't move.
That answer from Sam is weird, too. He's, like, making himself laugh a few times. Then he's, like, throwing in a Dustin Pedroia quote. You're yeah. like, what are you saying?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, you should have seen Craig. Like, yeah, we didn't. We saw the results, which were a scrubby starting pitcher who's a rental and a reliever who's so far so good, I guess, but, like, you know, not even a top-end reliever that was traded at the deadline.
So
it seems weird. It seems like all of a sudden they're, like, spinning the trade deadline into a good thing. They're like, Breslow's a maniac. Like, this guy, oh, don't criticize him. You should have seen the players that were available. It's like, well, I also saw the players that you guys brought in, and I'm not that impressed.
This is the thing. It's like, you knew they were going to try to spin it.
Yeah.
And so I'm not with that.
Yeah.
But I like the extension, and I like that he's here, and I like that they have, in general, done what they said they were going to do, which is, guys, we're going to limit our spending, which I am against, but if they're going to do it, lock up your guys early. Don't wait until the last second and then let them go for nothing, which is what they had been doing. Lock up Bayo. Lock up Rafaela. Lock up Campbell, which hasn't worked out as well. Lock up Anthony. Lock those guys up early.
Yeah, no, I like that. I'm good with that.
If you're not going to spend $750 yeah. million in free agency, then this is the alternative. And at least they're doing that. And so I'll give them that. All the other spin is nonsense.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of annoying.
The idea that Breslow was going nuts at the trade deadline, turning over every rock and stone, nonsense. But I'll give him the Anthony thing yesterday. I will give him that. 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keefe. We'll talk to Brad Foe at 11:30. We'll go on the clock at high noon, what to look for in the Patriots preseason opener tomorrow night in just 60 seconds. And when we come back, what is the extension for Roman Anthony? Tell us about the Red Sox and future spending. We'll do that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.